We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you from WMIE 91.5. You're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast. I pray that today that you have awakened full of energy, vision, faith, and the joy of the Lord living in your heart. If that's the way you woke up today, it is going to be a great day. If you didn't wake up that way, just close your eyes a minute and just say this quick prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I pray that today that I would walk in full awareness that this is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Do whatever is necessary in me to change. Lord, maybe things haven't gone exactly right this morning, but God, I pray that you would just realign things, that you would realign my mental perspective. Help me on this journey that we have today to be a representative of the peace and joy that you provide. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today, we want to recommend to you Jits Concrete again. 536-5804 if you have any concrete work that needs to be done, or block work or stucco work, you can call Greg. Tell him you heard about them on the Refresh radio broadcast. And again, that number is 536-5804. Thursday night, just a couple of days away from now, May the 7th, National Day of Prayer, First Baptist Church of Merritt Island is going to be a large group of believers from many different congregations here in the central part of the county coming together. Listen, America needs prayer. We need prayer in a big way. There is a lot of unrest. If what Jesus said is true, and it is, a house divided against itself shall not stand. America is in big trouble, because we are divided against ourselves in so many different ways. We need you to come out and partner with us Thursday night at 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church of Merritt Island, right on 520 and Courtney Parkway. Come and pray that God would pour out the spirit of unity on America once again. Now, let me tell you, unity is not you coming over to my position. Unity is not me coming over to your position. Unity is both of us coming into alignment with God's position. That's what unity is. Everything else falls short of that. One of us is going to be mad. One of us is going to feel like the victor. One of us is going to feel like the victim. But when we both come and embrace God's plan and God's word and God's spirit, God's mind, then I tell you what, then we are going to be set up for the things that we are talking about here in Isaiah chapter 58. We are trying to be a blessing to the Alternative Pregnancy Center. I'm going to be over at the National Day of Prayer Thursday, and I want to be able to walk up to Pastor Titus and say, listen, the listeners of the Refresh Radio broadcast have heard about your expansion at the Alternative Pregnancy Center, and that it, with an ultrasound, 87 out of 100 women decide to carry their babies full term. We want to make that a reality. And so we would like to partner with you and help in the procurement of an ultrasound for the Alternative Pregnancy Center. And here is a gift. If you would like to partner with us in that, you can reach us at 454-4263, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. You can contact us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. Just make the, if you are sending in a check, send in the check, make it out to Merit Assembly of God, right? Alternative Pregnancy Center, APC, ultrasound, any of those things on the bottom, and we will get that to them. I'm just convinced that if we will focus on building God's kingdom, God will focus on building our businesses. He will focus on building our homes. He'll focus on building our church. And so thank you for partnering with us to help accomplish those goals. So we are back in Isaiah chapter 58. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 6 again today. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." You see, a lot of times we get this process reversed. I know a lot of people who say, well, once everything in my life gets straightened out, then I will focus on meeting the needs of other people. I always like to share with you learning experiences that I had. I originally started out as a student at a very famous Bible college. Wasn't an Assembly of God Bible college. And I remember that when I first went there with this mindset: God, I'm not asking you for much. I'm just asking you for enough that you will meet my needs. I mean, that is almost word for word the prayer that I prayed. And we had a speaker that came, and I will never forget what he said, because he said, there are some people who go around and they pray, God, I'm not asking you for much. I'm just asking you for enough that you will meet my needs. And I was like, wow, he just told me the prayer that I have been praying. And then he continued and he said, what a selfish prayer. God has not just called you to have your needs met. He has called you to be a blessing. He called Abraham. He said, I will bless you and I will make you a blessing. You are not just called to prosper enough to where your needs are met. You are called to be a blessing to all the families of the world. And I was like, whoa, I never thought of it that way. And if you are waiting till your needs are met, I remember one time talking to a person, this conversation goes back probably 35 years. And he was telling me about how much money he made, and he was making a lot of money. And he said, you know, here's what I found. The more that you make, the more that you spend. That was what he said. The more that you make, the more that you spend. In other words, what he was saying is, no matter how much money you make, if your priorities are just to have your needs met, the more money you make, the more needs you're going to have, and you are never going to get to that place where you end up being a blessing to other people. God says, if you will, in the midst of your oppression, in the midst of your heartache, when you're wondering why everything is going negatively, he said, if you will loose the bonds of wickedness, if you will return to holiness, if you will practice forgiveness, if you will minister to the needs that you see in your community, if you will minister to those who are hungry, those who are poor, those who have no clothes, if you don't blind your eyes to them and pretend that you don't see them, like the people did of the man who was beaten, and the Good Samaritan came along and said, here, let me help you. There were people who walked right by a man in desperate need, not giving any thought that they could be the person that ended up getting beaten on that same road. If one man got beat on that road, then everybody else was eligible traveling that road. And I don't know about you, but I would want to be the guy that stopped and helped somebody so somebody would stop and help me. That's just the way that I think. And so God says, if you will begin to minister to people who are in need, if you will walk in holiness, if you'll walk in forgiveness, and if you'll help meet people's needs, he says, then look at what's going to take place in your own life. There are going to be benefits. There are always benefits to serving God. There always are. God is not going to be a debtor to anybody. And he says, then your light shall break forth like the morning. In other words, the darkness is going to give way to illumination and revelation, that the light that you have inside, it's all of a sudden going to begin to affect the entire atmosphere around you. All of a sudden, your perspective is going to change from being bleak to being optimistic, from being discouraged to being joyful. He says, all of a sudden, your light is going to break forth like the morning. Things are going to begin to rise that had they used to be in your life, but they disappeared from your sight. You weren't seeing them anymore. And all of a sudden, those things are going to come full circle, and you are going to see them begin to come back into your life. In verse number 8, it continues with the second part of the verse, and it says, and your healing shall spring forth speedily. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. I am convinced of this. I want to be a need meter. I really do. Because especially the older that I get, the more that I find that my body, with the greater frequency, I discover that my body needs healing. It just is. I'm just being real with you here today. The older that I get, the more healing my body is requiring. And so I don't just want to have been a meter of someone's need in the past. I want to be a meter of somebody's need right now, because I need healing, and I don't want it to be lingering. I want it to be coming quickly. I am a crazy man of faith when it comes to believing. I believe that God is going to fully restore my eyesight and my left eye. I have a promise for God. I'm going to cling to that, and I'm praying that it comes speedily. I'm thankful for the progress that was made right out of the chute. I really am. I'm very thankful. But I am looking forward to that vision. I've got a doctor's appointment here in a week and a half, and here are the words. And if you would be praying for me, by the way, we still have prayer mugs available. If you would like to join us in praying for the Refresh radio broadcast, if you visit our services, not only do you get a mug, but it is filled with chocolate, different types of chocolate. And so it's just a treat for us to have you to worship with us. And so we've provided a little treat. But if you would, over the next week and a half, be praying for me, because on, I think it is a week from Friday, I go back, and I'm expecting that the doctor is going to tell me that the vision is still improving, that the floaters are diminishing, and that it's just a matter of time until that vision is fully restored. That's what I'm believing for. In the meantime, I've still been ministering to hurting people, doing my best to meet needs in their life. That's what I do, because if I will help make people whole in my abilities with God's provision, then God is going to make me whole with his provision. That's what I believe. I believe that that God, it is no more difficult for him to heal my body than it is for him to forgive my sin. I tell our congregation this all the time. In first century Christianity, when Jesus was walking the earth, they had no problem with him healing the sick. They struggled with the concept that he forgave sin. They wanted to crucify him, not because he healed people, but because he claimed to be the Son of God and claimed that he was able to forgive them. In modern Christianity, we have flipped that coin on its head and said, we have no problem believing that Jesus can save anybody. Jesus saves. But we struggle with the concept that Jesus is still in the miracle-working healing business. I want you to know he is not one or the other. He is both and. He is both Savior and healer. He doesn't just function in one capacity in the first century and a different capacity now. He still brings healing. If you've got sickness in your body, you need somebody to stand with you, to join their faith with you and believe in prayer, contact us. We don't believe there's anything that is too difficult for God. Nothing is too hard for God. And so we encourage you to contact us. Let us know if there's a need that you have in your life, and we will join you and pray for a miraculous healing. All we ask is that you contact us and that we have the privilege of rejoicing with you when God answers that prayer. By the way, I do want to mention that this coming Sunday is Ladies' Day at Merit Assembly of God. It's Mother's Day. We have a special speaker that is coming in, a powerful woman of God. You're going to want to come and hear her. On Saturday, we have a women's luncheon. My wife, Cindy, is going to be ministering at that luncheon. And if you'd like more information about that, you can contact the church, and we will get you that information. But it'll be in our sanctuary Saturday. I believe it's at 12 o'clock. And come and be a part of that. We look forward to honoring the ladies in our life. So verse number 8, then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall bring forth speedily. Verse number 8, and your righteousness shall go before you. Okay, so there's going to be a light that breaks forth in your life. There's going to be things that are coming back. Health is going to come back to your body. And it says, and your righteousness shall go before you. Listen, healing is never meant to be detached from righteousness. True healing is not just healing in body, but it is healing in our soul and in our spirit as well. God wants us to walk in righteousness. He wants you to walk in right standing with God. I will tell you, it is a lot easier to function without guilt, without wondering if you are going to be caught in this lie or in this misconception. We are living in a day and time where you would think that the people who are running for elected office in our country, that they would be smart enough to realize that you can't just say things that your one audience wants to hear and think that nobody is going to pick up on those anymore. You've got to fully expect that whatever you do is being recorded somehow, captured somehow. I'm telling you, one of the things that motivates me in my life is when I read in the scripture that we're going to have to give an account for every idle word, and that God pays attention to all of that stuff. That keeps me motivated to have a pure heart before God. But I'm telling you, with all of the technology, with all the security cameras, with all the red camera lights and all of that sort of stuff, folks, you should expect to get away with nothing in our current culture. You should expect that you are being recorded. I believe that it ought to be one of the greatest motivations of all time to walk in righteousness and holiness, because you don't want video evidence showing that you did something stupid. You know, there's a little thing that comes up on Facebook, and a lot of the people that I went to school with have posted it from time to time, and they said, I am just so thankful that I did all of my stupid stuff before cell phone cameras and the internet. I'm so thankful that I did it, all that stupid stuff, and there was nobody there that's really got any visual evidence of it, you know, but God still... You know, he's able to see where technology cannot go. And so you and I, our righteousness shall go before you. I pray that you have a reputation and that it's a good one. I pray that people would know that you love Jesus and that the most important thing is you be in right standing with him. Listen, no matter what they are able to do to the body, no matter what they're able to do to your finances, no matter what they're able to do to you and I as believers, they cannot impact your right standing before God. That endures forever. And I believe that righteousness is a lifestyle that pays dividends that man cannot compete with. It says, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Did you know that you need your backside guarded? You know, there's a saying in the world that they got your back. They'll cover you. Well, man may not always be able to succeed. There's a couple of things that the scripture describes as being a rear guard. In the nation of Israel, whenever they went out in Numbers chapter 2 and Numbers chapter 10, whenever they went out, whenever they camped and the last banner that they camped under on the north side of the camp was the banner of Dan. Dan was the tribe of judgment. Dan is the only tribe that is not mentioned in Revelation, that there would be 12,000 people from that tribe in heaven. A lot of times people use their judgment as weapons of offense, where good judgment was really meant to be protective. It was meant to be your rear guard. It was supposed to be able to prevent you from a blind side attack. There are too many people that make decisions the wrong way. They listen, if you're going to make a decision, make it with these factors in mind. Not what is convenient, not whether or not it feels good, not whether it seems right, any of that sort of stuff. That's just going to get you all messed up and all sorts of chaos and in all sorts of trouble. The making decisions like that will leave you with a trail of broken relationships and a whole lot of pain and misery in your life. The children of Israel were to march out and camp under the banner of the tribe of Judah. Judah was the tribe of praise, but it was also the tribe of authority. Ask yourself, do I have the authority? Do I have the jurisdiction to make this decision? Is this my arena of responsibility, or is it someone else's? If it's someone else's, I encourage you, let them operate. One day we were having a banquet at church, and somebody asked me a question, and I'm a need meter, and so I just started to try and remedy the situation, and my wife met me and said, hold on, what's going on? And I told her what was going on, and she said, okay, listen, I've got this under control. I don't help you preach. I don't need your help right now. Now, there are some areas in her life that she appreciates my help, but when in areas that she was gifted in, she didn't need my help right now. I was becoming an obstacle and not an asset. And so ask yourself, is it in your jurisdiction? Then ask yourself, does this fall in line with the vision that God has given for me? I believe that God has a vision and a plan for your life and for my life. A lot of times people make decisions that are out of convenience or out of comfort, and they don't ever ask, is this going to propel me towards fulfilling the vision that God has in my life? The third thing that you need to make a decision about is, how is this going to affect the relationships in my life? How's it going to affect my relationship with God? How is it going to affect my relationship with others? I can tell you this, if it's sin, it's going to negatively impact both. You and I, we need to choose righteousness. We need to choose holiness, because it positively impacts relationships, not negatively impacts relationships. Okay. And the last one, the last area to ask yourself, how do I need to make this decision? Is this going to make me more fruitful, or is this going to make me less effective? Is this going to empower me, or is this going to weaken me? If you would apply those four principles and make your decisions according to those principles, do I have the authority and their jurisdiction to make this? Does this fall in line with the vision that God has for my life? Is this going to improve and build and edify my relationships, or is it going to tear them down? And is it going to make me more effective? If we would make decisions based on those things, then our decision-making process would be protective. It would be protective. And so, you know, if I were to throw a fifth thing in there, does this decision line up with the Word of God? And if it does, make that decision. Here in Isaiah 58, it doesn't talk so much about the tribe of Dan being your rear guard, but it talks about the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. When you are walking in holiness, when you are walking and helping and you're walking in forgiveness and you're setting the captives free, you're releasing from oppression, and you are meeting needs in your community, the glory of the Lord is going to shine brightly in your life. It is going to be a protection for you. You say, how in the world is that going to be the path? When you are partnering with God to accomplish his mission on this earth, you are working to accomplish his goals and his purposes. The glory of God is very protective of his glory, very protective. And he is going to protect you because you are partnering with him to accomplish his goals on the earth. It says, as a result of that, I got a minute and a half to share this with you, or 2.5 minutes. It's, then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. Remember, all of this started because the children of Israel, or the people of Judah, were actually accusing God of ignoring them when they were walking in obedience. They said, we fasted and you've not seen. We have afflicted our souls and you are taking no notice. You are ignoring us. And God says, if you and I would begin to operate and conduct our lives in the way that he's prescribed here in Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 9, he says, then you shall call on the name of the Lord, and the Lord, then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. It's not going to be a mystery any longer where God is. You're going to be able to hear his voice. You're going to be able to see. You're going to know that his presence is going with you, and that you're going to begin to see answers to prayer, miracles taking place, your community being changed. Wouldn't it be awesome if instead of making headlines because our communities are in riots and things like that, instead of that, we were so operating in faith and obedience to the word of God that the presence of God, the glory of the Lord came, and people began to give their hearts to Jesus. Drug dealers began to get saved. Prostitutes began to get saved. Alcoholics began to get set free. Divorce rates would go down. Wouldn't it be awesome if we made headlines for that instead of for all of the pains of sin that we see? I saw a recent statistic that talked about the rampant outbreak of sexually transmitted disease that is going on in Orlando right now. I just believe that it would be great if we could make headlines for God's news instead of bad news. And that's my take here on a Tuesday for you. Father, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that we would once again be a people of distinction, that we would be a people of faith and obedience and blessing, and God, that that you would cause your benefits to come our way. Lord, may people be healed today in their bodies, their soul, and their home. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.